And the Boeing strike is continuing, and it's unclear when it will end. Contract negotiations between the company and the machinist union have stalled. Workers walked off the job 40 days ago, and since then, financial turmoil has set in. Instead of weakening the strikers' resolve, the crisis seems to be bolstering it. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Anne Dornfeld has the story.
Sweet wood smoke pours from oil drum stoves as picketers wave at honking cars. Cash Conaway works in facilities here at Boeing's Everett, Washington plant.
Both my parents worked here, including their parents and their grandparents. And, you know, they all say the same thing. You got to stand your ground, fight for what you believe in and what's right.
The 27,000 striking machinists say what's right is a cut of the $13 billion in profit Boeing netted over the past 5 years. They want the company to stop outsourcing union jobs, keep its current health plan, and increase pensions. Connie Kelleher is spokeswoman for the Machinist Union District 751.
They have not had a pay raise in 4 years. While the cost of living has gone rampant and they've watched executives take 21% pay increases, you know, millions in bonuses, it's sort of the fight that all the workers in America are facing, that in this country, the top is taking everything.
Boeing spokesman Tim Healy says to move into new markets, the company needs to be able to send jobs overseas.
Absolutely. The company has been doing well, but the union's asking us fundamentally to change the way we do business, which would undermine our ability to be efficient and productive and competitive.
Back on the picket line, aircraft inspector Gary Johnson stands next to a snack tent hung with stockings and a wreath.
Looks like it's Christmas already here.
Yeah, well, the people are saying let's hold the line until 09. Kind of a clue. Merry Christmas. We're willing to stay here through the holidays.
For NPR News, I'm Ann Dornfeld in Seattle.